The Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Epic MRA's new survey released yesterday finding that more Michiganians are optimistic that the worst is behind us, but most still not optimistic about the future. To talk about the latest numbers, I'm joined by Epic MRA co-founder John Cavanaugh. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you asked respondents if they think the economy has bottomed out and is on its way back. How did folks respond, and are Michiganians hopeful about the immediate future?
Well, they're a little bit more sanguine, but not hugely. A number of indicators in our recent survey would point to that. Higher favorability numbers for President Obama and Governor Snyder. Slightly higher job rating numbers for the both of them. In terms of the question you directly asked, a plurality of 35% believed that the economy has already bottomed out and is starting to improve in Michigan.
I see. 35. Now, in terms of looking back a year or two, has that number changed dramatically?
It hasn't changed dramatically. It is among the incremental increases in indicators that I would say make state residents a little bit more optimistic about things. As I say, the job rating and favorability numbers on the president and the governor have ticked up slightly, as have they for Debbie Stabenow.
I see. Now, if we're looking at 35% saying we've bottomed out, that means that the majority believe the opposite then, right?
Well, 30% believe it's at the bottom, but it's not yet getting better, any better. And 31% has not yet bottomed out, and it will get worse. So, yes, you're indeed right. 61% say it's either going to get worse or we're at the bottom, and it's not getting any better. However, the 35% that have reported that they believe that it's already bottomed out, it's starting to improve, is a slight uptick, about 2 to 3 points over our last survey.
You also asked Michiganders how they felt about the nation's economy. Are they more optimistic about our national economic prospects?
Well, it wasn't a specific question on the economy so much as the right direction or wrong track. It's a common question done by pollsters throughout the nation. And the wrong track numbers have been hovering in the mid to high 70s as far as the direction of the nation in our polling for several months. And those have ticked down that the countries on the wrong track has moved down 4 points since August. That isn't to say that people are saying it's in the right direction. They have moved undecided.
I see.
But still,
so over 70%
is reduced.
I see. And how about in Michigan's track situation?
Wrong track is about 20 points lower, but still, a majority of respondents believe that Michigan is on the wrong track at 52%, albeit down a couple of points, 2 points, from 54% in August.
So a 20-point difference between those that, which is over 70% of the field, the nation's going down the wrong track versus Michigan. This kind of response difference between the state's direction and the country's direction, does it point to the fact that respondents view the changes Republicans have made, especially to the business tax, as likely to turn things around, at least here in Michigan?
I don't think so. I think it has much more to do with the stalemate over the debt ceiling and the attention that the national media and the local media pays to what occurs in Washington. Another indicator of that opinion of mine, it's not an opinion, but just an insight into what the polling numbers have to say, is how voters react to a proposal to eliminate the personal property tax. That is the tax paid by businesses on their equipment, and and it generates about $1.25 billion a year.
What is their reaction to that proposal?
On a cold question, Michigan businesses currently pay a personal property tax based on the value of their industrial and commercial machinery and equipment. And we inform them that it generates about $1.25 billion a year statewide, with 60% of the revenue going to cities, villages, and townships, and 40% going to schools. Businesses say that if this tax is eliminated, it would provide an incentive for them to invest in new machinery and equipment, which would create more jobs. Would you favor or oppose that proposal? Nearly two-thirds, 61%, oppose it.
Wow, no kidding. So it sounds like at least on that particular tax, there's a fairly strong opinion against it. Now, I want to ask you about Governor Rick Snyder and his approval rating, which I know has fallen since he was initially elected. How far have the ratings fallen, and where are they at this point?
Well, currently the favorability ratings for the governor match fairly closely those of the president. I have those figures. We ask respondents, I'm going to name for you some political figures, and then we recite some. Rick Snyder's name is among them. Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that individual? Governor Snyder records a 43% favorable to a total of 42% unfavorable. That matches up against President Obama's 46% favorable and 47% unfavorable. So within the margin of error, I would say they are equal.
I see. So in the 40s for both. And has Governor Rick Snyder been trending upwards then in terms of his favorable numbers?
Since the last month, but he has trended downwards since January, as might be expected. I mean, you've got a new governor, everyone's optimistic. He gives a State of the Union address that's full of optimism. And then the devil's in the details. Some of the things that get proposed and passed don't sit well with some people, and of course he moves down. Just as President Obama started his term with high favorability numbers, so too did Governor Rick Snyder, but they both have trended down, but now have pretty much leveled out.
Now, I want to ask you, we've got a couple of minutes left. So Governor Snyder's, by the way, I'm talking to John Kavanaugh. He's the co-founder of Epic MRA. We're talking about their most recent survey. There are two types of evaluations. There's the job performance and the favorability rating. Could you tell me what's the real difference between the two, and do they typically then match and track in the same pattern?
Often they do, but it isn't necessarily so. And it's important to look at the two of them. Total favorability rating for the president, for instance, is at 46%. A total job rating of positive is at 38. So you can like the individual, but not like the job they're doing. Similarly, Governor Snyder's total favorable numbers are at 43%, but his total job rating is at 35. They more or less track the president's. There simply is appears to be among the electorate, difficulty in grabbing onto what is it I want someone to do.
Is it typical for the favorability rating to be higher, a few points higher than the job performance rating?
Yeah, unless there's some scandal attached to the individual or something in the news at the time, people tend to want to like the individual but say, all right, I wish he was doing a better job. So the differential isn't all that surprising. How low they are for both of them have tracked for probably – since the end of the George Bush years.
Now, I have just about a minute left, but I do want to ask you about one Michigan politician that seems to be getting a lot of support, and that's U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. What do her numbers look like, and how do they compare to her leading Republican contender, former U.S. Representative Pete Hoekstra?
Well, it should be noted that nearly a quarter of the electorate does not recognize Mr. Hoekstra's name in the favorability battery. But among those who do, 30% have a favorable opinion, 21% do not, with 27% undecided. That is fairly markedly different, as it should be, given the fact that Senator Stabenow is an incumbent U.S. senator and has had some notoriety. But she, among all the names that we listed for respondents, including Mitt Romney, Clark Durant, Rick Perry, and Pete Hoekstra, and Debbie Stabenow, and Snyder, and Obama, has the highest favorable rating at 50%, and the among the lowest unfavorable at 36%.
Well, and her job approval rating then?
Her job approval rating is a total positive of 40%, which is 3 points higher than the governor's, and two points higher than the president. What's probably more important is the total negative rating is at 52%. And while that's a majority, it is significantly lower than Governor Snyder's and a little bit lower yet for the president.
Well, it certainly will be interesting to see if her numbers hold up as we head into next year's elections. Epic MRA co-founder John Kavanaugh, thank you very much for joining me.
I was very pleased to be on your show.
Excellent.